Hello, my name is Gabrielle. I'm returning your call back from customer support. How can I help you?
Hi, Miss Gabrielle. My name is Deborah Williams. I did the promo for the KitchenAid, but it said $2. I thought it was $2 shipping, and they charged my cart $59, and that's not what I signed up for.
Can you verify your address for me?
Yes, 4928 Highway 39 South, Henderson, North Carolina.
Okay, because I see you signed up for the meal planning app where you can create meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. What I was on, I don't know how they got that mixed up, but it was for a KitchenAid. It was a Walmart KitchenAid. Posted for, it was like a, what you call like a promotion or whatever, and it had $2 on there, so I put my card in for that. Nothing showed up about a meal plan. Now, when I pressed the site, it went to, it said page not found. I did not see anything about that, and they charged my card. That is not what I signed up for.
Yes, and you took a server for that free mixer, but that was for a chance to win it by signing up for the meal planning app.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, that I did not see that. That's what I'm telling you. I didn't see anything about the meal plan. I only saw this first page where they show you where the testimonials of people who have, who saw the aid and did the, whatever it takes to uncover the little boxes. It did not show anything about the meal plan. So, first of all, therefore, that's what I'm saying. That's misleading. It didn't come up like that at all. And I alerted my bank because that is not what I signed up for. If I had saw it and it said it and I wanted it, yes, but that's not what I signed up for. I did not see that at all. It did not come up on my page.
I can give you a 75% refund back into your account.
Okay, that's what I need because my bank is on alert right now that I didn't sign up for that.
If I give you a 75% refund, you will get back $44.92 back into your account.
No, ma'am. I need all of my money. I did not sign up for this. I'm telling you that. No, ma'am. I need $59. You all took $59 out of my account. That's not what I saw. If I had saw that and said, yes, I wanted that, and that's what I did, that's fine. I'm not signing on to anything. And I know these messages should be recorded. No, ma'am, I did not sign up for that. You're not going to give me 75% back when I did not sign up for that. I was doing the promotion. It did not come up on the web page. You all need to fix that. You cannot tell me that you're going to refund me 75% of my money when that's not what I signed up for. Okay, if it was a product that I wanted it, yes. But no, ma'am, this did not come up on there. So you cannot legally charge me and take money out of my account because that is not the page that showed up online. I took a picture of it.
Yes, ma'am. Did you read the terms and conditions? When you placed an order?
I didn't place an order for that. No, ma'am. That did not come up on my screen. The screen came up, page is not found. That's what I'm telling you. I took a picture of it. That did not come up at all. So I need to get a full refund. And send me to your manager or whoever. I just talked to my bank. And let them know exactly the same thing.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, that charge was voided out in the system, so you should receive your money back into your account.
Okay, how long?
It does take, since it was voided out in the system, it will take 24 hours depending on your bank, but it might take longer than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, I will be, my bank will be on alert. And like I said, I appreciate you working with me, but I need to make sure that this is done. If not, I'm going to have, I will be reporting them to the Better Business Bureau because this can't happen no more.
Yes, ma'am, but that charge was voided out. So
okay, long as,
it would not come through.
Okay, as long as you all taking care of it, I'm fine. But I just don't want this to happen to anybody else. There's too many scamming going on in this nation. And as consumers, it can happen to you. It can happen to anybody. So we need to stand up for what's right and do what's right. And I appreciate that. But I just, my suggestion is when this happens to people, don't give them 75%. Give them all of you all a reputable company. And it's not your company, personally, I know. But if it's a legitimate company, they need to do right, because if it was something I wanted, yes, but this is not what I signed up for. So I don't know what the problem is, but they need to be on alert. It like I said, I did not see that, and it came up page not found, and that's not what I was signing up for. And so,
yes, ma'am.
I had one more question. So, so you said, well, what is the name of the meal plan and stuff?
Bites Hub. You have a link inside your email. It's called Bites
Hub. Email? So you all send an email where?
To your email address.
Well, I'm going to look at that, and not, I don't want any product. I'm just going to look at that because, like I said, when I signed up for this, it was for the Walmart ad. So I don't know. Maybe your company needs to see what's going on because it's a Walmart ad that comes up. I never saw anything about no food or no meal plan. So, but anyway, I appreciate your time, and I won't hold you no longer. But I thank you. If you are a legitimate company, I would definitely look into this because it's a problem. Where is this company out of?
California. We just the third party. We just assist with these products.
Okay. Well, they need to kind of work on that because it's just too many scams going on. And it's going, and I'm telling you, you know, because I know you just listening, it's not your company. It's going to get worse because of the shortages and things. And people are going to think this company is not legitimate. So, and you know, this is your job too, everybody's job. So hopefully they'll get on things like this. Because people need to work. We don't need no more closures. And it's going to happen across the country if people don't get their business straight. So that's my concern, you know. And
yes,
this
ma'am.
Business, just like any other, it could close down and people could be out of jobs. But all over the country, people don't realize if they don't stop the scamming stuff, it's, companies are going to be hit and shut down. And this is a concern, and it's going to happen. There's too many scamming going on. Okay, but thank you for listening.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Custom Support.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?